VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday said the United States has ended a 1955 treaty with Iran. His announcement came after the highest U.N. court ordered the United States to remove sanctions on Iran that limit imports of medicine, food, and airplane parts. It's the latest step in a legal battle over sanctions that the Trump administration put back in place earlier this year. Iran had complained to the court that the U.S. decision to reimpose sanctions that had been lifted under the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement violated the 1955 treaty. Pompeo is scheduled to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Sunday in Pyongyang. Last week, President Trump said he may have a second meeting with the dictator. Pompeo spoke about the trip to reporters on Wednesday.
My comment about 2021 was not mine. I repeated it, but it was a comment that had been made by the leaders who'd had their inter-Korean summit in Pyongyang. They had talked about 2021 when they were gathered there.
Wednesday was day two of Melania Trump's six-day four-nation tour of Africa. Her goodwill visit is overshadowed by derogatory remarks that President Trump reportedly made about the African continent earlier this year, as well as questions about the administration's overall strategy towards Africa. Correspondent Richard Green reports.
The White House says the First Lady will focus on maternal and newborn care in hospitals and education for children. Mrs. Trump's visit to Africa comes several months after a public firestorm over reports her husband used a vulgar term to describe the continent. The Trump administration called for significant cuts in humanitarian aid programs for Africa in its budget proposals, but those cuts were blocked by Congress. Melania Trump's African itinerary also includes Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt.
This is VOA News. Time is running out on